In the Valley of the Shadow of Death, what does it take to fear no evil? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, as we talk about that story, we'll also be looking for the silver lining. And it's World Water Day, a day to see what a difference a drop can make. Wycliffe Associates is still reeling from a deadly raid on their offices in the Middle East. President and CEO Bruce Smith says by the time the attack was over, four translators were dead. So why haven't we seen this on the news? Because to them, it's not news.
This is actually normal. Christians are attacked. They're beaten. They're killed. They're jailed. They're tortured. They're terrorized in this part of the world routinely.
You'd think that after a brutal attack like that, the translation team's confidence would be shaken. But in fact, quite the opposite is true.
It increases their resolve to seeing God's word reach the hearts of the people who are caught in this kind of violence and hopelessness.
And the best news? Even though the attackers burned the office and destroyed all the equipment,
by God's grace, the digital copies of the translations that were underway in about eight languages were protected, they were backed up, and the work can continue.
But realistically, most of the persecution headlines we share take place in the Middle East. According to a recent report, the persecution of all religious minorities is rising globally.
It is vital and important for those of the Christian faith and others to not only speak against it, but also to be monitoring it because tides can change so quickly.
Open Doors USA is keeping tabs on persecution and helping Christians who are in harm's way. Open Doors' Emily Fuente says patriotism is often a root cause.
It's really based off of what the nation holds as its own and dips down into a societal impact of Christians being discriminated against because they are not what the majority of the nation is.
All of this impacts mission work and the lives of Christians around the world. So as you're praying for persecuted believers, ask the Lord what he wants you to do. And then take action to help Christians in need at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. It's another Super Tuesday in America, meaning that voters will be narrowing down who the country's future president could be. Who would be the best leader? Well, Asian Access looks at the biblical response to what a good leader looks like. President Joe Handley reminds us that people judge the outside, but God judges the heart. Asian Access is identifying leaders who will shepherd God's people. And they know it's a big task to find people who shape families, churches, and even nations. So pray wisdom on this Super Tuesday. Compassion International is known for poverty reduction through child sponsorship. But what you might not know is what Compassion does behind the scenes with local churches. Herbert Erisman, Program Director for Complementary Intervention, says what they do beyond sponsorship still focuses on the care of the child.
Our distinctives are Christ-centered, church-based, and child-focused. So while we don't do broad community development, we do serve and support that local church.
It's World Water Day, and for Compassion, water is not a standalone.
Clean water by itself is only partially effective. So there's also the sanitation side, which between and waste disposal, some of the communities we work in, particularly in Africa, India, or some cases, still practice open defecation.
Working with local churches, Compassion focuses on water, sanitation, and hygiene programs to help communities care for kids. You can get the details on this story and more at missionnews.org. And while you're there, would you commit to pray for the kids and the churches who are being salt and light in their communities? And finally, Biblica. As their name suggests, they tell a great story. They've also launched a new campaign that tells their story completely. They've got a new logo that shows the Star of Bethlehem in a circle, both of which show a global intent for the gospel. It's also about name recognition. Clarity equals less confusion. So they're going with Biblica, the International Bible Society, setting the stage to see hearts transformed on a global scale. Alzheimer's and dementia, it's an extreme test of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.